Okay, libertarians, we're going to call this meeting to order. Welcome to the 2022 Libertarian Party of Maryland State Annual Convention. We've got a lot of business meeting stuff to do from now till 1, so we've really got to rush. The vote for delegates will be done early because we've got a vote counting system that can take some time. And during that, we'll have some people speaking to entertain you. And the very first thing we need to do is receive the credentials report from the secretary. And I guess I should do the introductions first. Our secretary of the Libertarian Party, a secretary who has served for 21 years in that position, is Robert Glaser. Our vice chair, Crystal Woodworth. Always the toughest job in any party, the treasurer, Mr. Bob Johnson. Our director of field operations and an at-large member of the executive board, Mr. David Dole. Also an at-large member, Alex. And then also an at-large member, Otto Dasik. Otto also serves as the Region 5 alternate for the LNC. Okay, Mr. Secretary, can you provide the credentials report?
It's better not to move that. You want me to move this. You'll get jostled around.
All right, I checked off as many people as I recognized. I'm sure I don't have everybody. This is the center for me. Just another libertarian party. So I'm going to call out the names of people I checked off, and then the other ones I missed, just bring it up. Dean Ahmad, Eric Blitz, Moore Bodo, Nathan Cole, Greg and Phil Dasson, Michael Bell, David Dahl, Ed Fockler, myself, David Griggs, Bob Johnston, Ron Keene, Lex Cotman, David Lashar, Travis Lilo, Ryan McCord, Kristen Beer, Tim Miller, and David Pickett, Colleen and Sean Quinn, Ryan Russell, Alex Slagle, Doug Stanley, Jonathan and Crystal Woodworth. So, any central committee members that I've missed, just call your name out one at a time, please.
Ryan Pogoski, thank you.
Got it.
Parzynski, first name Paul.
Paul Parzynski.
Ariel Parzynski.
Not good.
Sherry Drummond.
Okay.
Brett Zelensky. Okay. Mitchell Johnson.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Okay, we got
Jordan Knapper.
Jordan Knapper.
Anybody else?
Yes, some more. Speak up loudly, please.
Andrew Conlon.
Okay.
Scott Bowling.
Okay.
Michael Davis.
Okay.
I didn't hear if my name was called Greg Dawson.
Greg Dawson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have you, Greg. Anyone else that believes on? Yeah. James Cook.
The James Cook.
Town council member, James Cook.
Anybody else? Okay, so I'm going to read all the names, everybody, and I should think I shouldn't need to.
I don't think you need to. Anybody else believe they're on the Central Committee that hasn't had their name stated?
I'm A.D. Tyler
Jones. Tyler Jones.
Yes,
yes, you are, Tyler. Did you call the things? I don't remember.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I should mention the proxies.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to announce the proxies and first announce who has it and then who the proxy is for.
Bob Johnson has Louis Buchel, Mark Doerr. I have Lorenzo and Susan Castaneda. Alex Schlegel has Myron and Zyra Hyman. Alex Schlegel has Paul Manley. Bob Johnston has Jenica Martin. Alex Schlegel has Zach Mooney. Bob Johnston has Dave Sten. Tim Miller has Kevin Vaughn. Crystal Woodworth has Ariel Woodworth. Those are all the proxies that I have shown.
David?
What?
Dan Fishman. We have one other. My old eyes. How dare you?
I hope it was the right one.
Sherry has Tracy Holmes.
Sherry Drummond?
Yes.
Yes.
Holmes. Yeah. Tracy Holmes. Okay, so you want the totals, I assume, now?
Yes.
He sent me a message last night. I didn't get to it. He wanted me to be his proxy.
You have to have it signed and written.
Right, okay. So I told him, I just sent a message last night. Okay. But I just wanted to make sure I
have it. Have him send something that's signed with it. Okay, take a picture.
We have 43 Central Committee members present, plus 14 proxies. There's a total of 80 Central Committee members.
Thank you. I'm going to recognize that we have met our quorum requirement of 20%. You all should have received a binder. Remember that when we're voting, if it's a vote on a resolution or a motion or anything like that, I'm going to need to have you stand so that we can count you. And remember, that's only Central Committee members are allowed to vote. Please don't vote if you're not entitled to.
The first thing on the agenda is to approve the agenda. It's included in your report on the third page. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda? Bob?
I would like to add something.
Okay, let's first get a motion and a second.
I'll second.
Did we get a motion first? I didn't hear. Okay, so you've got a...
Move to add the Chase Award presentation.
That is being done in the non-business section.
Okay.
Any other motions with respect to the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of passing the agenda, please raise your hand. It is so passed. Well, let me oppose. Any opposed? Besides me? It was unanimous. On the next page, you should have the copies of two central committee meetings, minutes. The reason we have two this time is, you may recall, we had a special meeting of the Central Committee to nominate most of our candidates, or many of our candidates, in, I guess it was October. So we're going to approve that one first. So can I have a motion to approve the minutes of October 18th, 2021? Okay, second. Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, those are approved unanimously. Then we move on to the minutes of the last, this was at the picnic, the Central Committee meeting of July 27th, 21. Oh, I'm sorry, June. Libertarian Party refuses to pay for my glasses. Can I have a motion to approve? Second.
Second the amendment.
Wait, we have an amendment?
Not yet. Amendment will be out of order. I'm saying make the proposal June instead of July.
Oh, yeah, I thought I corrected that to June. Oh, I see what you're saying. The minutes themselves say July. Okay, so we got a second, and Mr. Dinamod made a motion to amend those minutes to change the date to June 27th. I have a second motion. All those in favor of the motion of amendment?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so it's been amended. Any other amendments? Robert?
Nothing else.
Okay. All those in favor of passing these minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous approval.
We also need to approve the 17th April 2001 minutes.
2001?
2020.
It's going to be a long minute.
Time to go.
Which minutes are these?
The ones from the last convention.
We did those at the, we approved those at the picnic.
It's not in the minutes.
Does anybody else concur in my recollection that we did actually approve those minutes?
Yeah, I thought we did.
Okay.
It requires unanimous consent to revise the minutes for the June 27th meeting to show that the previous minutes were approved.
Can I have a second to that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for your diligent review of those minutes. So we're going to start with the nominations for the 2022 delegates to the National Convention. Maryland has 19 delegates and 50 alternates. We're going to deal with the delegates first. There is a page in there for those that need an explanation of our version of the ranked choice voting, but you're going to be ranking your candidates. So first we're going to take nominations. If you wish to come up and speak at the microphone for 30 seconds in favor of your nomination, you may. If you would rather do it from the where you're seated, please just stand and do it. I cannot bring the mic. It's not a wireless. So whichever way you want to do it. And we're going to start with the people that are at this table. Bob, do you have any nominations?
No.
Can somebody on this executive board nominate me when you get a chance? David? Okay, so Eric Blitz has been added. You know what? We're going to do the speeches while during the nominations. I think that's cleanest. So let me spend my 30 seconds to say I've been to all of the national conventions since the 2012 election, of course, the last one being remote and or at least partially remote, hybrid. And the rest of my speech is the big emphasis for me with respect to delegates is making sure the people that are the most active in our party, the people that are the activists, get to go. We have a number of people who have been to many, many conventions, and that's good, and we want to reward that. You know, Dean's, I don't know how many he can say when he talks, how many he's been to. I know Stu Sims has been to many. But please, at least when you're considering the delegates, please reward the people that you know are the most active in the party. So, next, nominations. David?
Nominate Dan Fishman.
Dan Fishman. He's not here to speak to his nomination. Do you have more?
Yeah. I mean, are we doing a 30-second thing? Or are we doing
No, if you're nominating, well.
I can't speak for him.
Yeah, you can speak for him. Yeah, whatever you want.
So Dan Fishman is a member of the Bylaws Committee for the Liberty County Party Maryland. I'm also former executive director of the party. He's currently in Miami with another state of conflict. So those are his words. My words are, I understand that Dan will probably vote differently than I would want him to on the convention floor, but every single time I've ever asked him to be a voter training program, he's always going to be.
Thanks.
You don't need applause.
Do you have any other nominations, David? Alex?
I nominate Otto Dassin.
Okay, and you can nominate yourself. It's just that the chair shouldn't be nominating himself. So, Alex, do you want to go? Are you?
Oh, I'll nominate myself.
Okay. You can either stand up. Okay, so Alex is one of the candidates.
Yeah, I don't have to speak.
Okay, Alex does. Otto?
I nominate myself.
Phil Otto Dassin. I don't know what you
I'm Region 5 alternate rep, and I went to last year's 2020 convention, and I'd like to go again this year.
Okay, anybody at this table? Anybody at this table? Okay, Sherry. Okay, sorry. Our secretary. Alex Schlegel. Let me know when you're ready.
Thank you.
Okay, Sherry Drummond.
I'm nominating Tracy Holm, and just for those, she's the vice chair now of Harper County.
She's the chair.
She's the chair of Harper County. She's the one that really got the group going and very active and ready to step up.
Okay, and Sherry, you're not nominating yourself. Okay, anybody else at this table? Any at this table?
I'm nominating myself, Ryan Russell. This is my second state convention, and I've been on the committee for 2 years. Thank you.
Okay, this table. Okay.
I'd like to nominate Dr. Dina Mondo.
We just want to go a little bit slower so that Robert can type in your names onto the ballot. Robert, you got to look at me or give me some sign when you're ready to move on.
I will when I'm done.
Okay.
It's a mess on my shot clock at home, but I don't have it here.
That's he's out of practice. He uses the ball.
All right, I'm up to Dean.
Okay, so we've added Dean. Dean, you want to speak to your nomination?
I've been to three conventions except three since the first time I've been to way back in 70. Most of the people who know me think that I'm into it. Please always do this.
Colleen.
Sean Quinn. I nominate Sean Quinn.
Sean, do you want to speak to your nomination?
Yeah, I don't want to waste a lot of time. I've been to several conventions. I know how everything works down there. I've been a two-time builder candidate for the party, and I'd be happy to go represent you again. I'd like to also nominate Dave Lasser.
And I will decline because I want to spend my time in Maryland and not Nevada. Thank you. Thank
you. So, Robert, you're not adding David, other than your minutes showing that he was nominated. Okay. Anybody else at that table? Colleen, you're not going to go with Sean?
Yeah, but she's going to be along with it.
Okay. Okay, at this table, the second.
Yeah. I'm Ed Rockwood. Lifelong veteran. I may not be the most exciting guy in the world, but I want to make sure you are represented. So I'm there. Good evening.
Ed
Hovler. Who's a V? S-O-V-H. I can talk real loud. That's one of my traits.
Okay, at this table.
James Cook, I'm going to nominate myself. I think most of you know me, but I've been active in the party at least since 2020. Recently with Housing the Party, got elected to city council in my local community, Rock Hall. This will be my first national convention, and I would really like to participate and become more active in that role as well.
So, James Cook. Anyone else at this table? Okay, next table back. Anybody? Yes.
I've been active in the party for the last 2 years, and the last session in the last 2 years in Maryland. Currently, as active in the party and wish looking forward. I'd be honored to have those represent Maryland at the national convention. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. Anybody else at that table? Okay, next table. Next table. Okay. Tim, do you want to speak to your nomination?
Sure. Yes. So my first state convention here was in 2020, right before all the COVID stuff, and I went to Orlando that year as a grad. I'd really like to see what we knew is going to bring to the table. I think that there's a lot going on in the Libertarian Party, and I think that being active here in Maryland has been a lot of fun. I want to see what I can do in Orlando or in Freedom. So.
Tim Miller. Did you have another at that table?
Mitch Johnson.
Mitch Johnson.
Hey everyone, I'm Mitch Johnson. I'm also a veteran, very anti-war veteran. I've been far for about the past 3 or 4 years of the Libertarian Party. And what I want to do at Reno is make sure that the letter message is getting out to the public and let everyone know what the Libertarian Party is really all about instead of kind of making all most of those comments online. Thank you.
Anybody else at this table? Tim.
I'd like to nominate Ryan McCord.
Ryan McCord.
I'm 24. But ever since I've been in the party, I've been active. I was in Wyoming and worked on the Libertarian Frontier Project and helped candidate get elected to state representative, to be a state representative in that state. I've also been active and I've helped James Logan on helping the Elijah Wizard campaign. I've been trying to be as active as I possibly can. I've never been to the state member of the National Convention, and it would be a cool experience.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Anybody else at that table? Okay, next table back.
Christiana Livingston, I'd like to represent myself. I am going to convention. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor, so I'm representing the Libertarian campaign. I have been somewhat active since 2016, and right now I'm working hard to take our campaign all around the state, and I do a lot of listening, and I think what I call apply libertarianism, which is, you know, the difference we make with our ideas and affect governments. Boy, it's got to be a few hours, and I'm committed to seeing the party continue to move ahead situations where we have a bigger voice. And I'd like to, I'd like to nominate my husband, and he's one of all the Mock Valley in family, and he's finally going to.
So did you get that, Robert Stephen? Anybody else at that table? Okay. Doug Burnett. You speak to your nomination?
I'll speak to it. I wouldn't mind. Doug Burnett, actually known him for about 12 years. He's always been a libertarian, and has recently started to get very active in the party over here. I think this will be his first national convention. I would be in support of his nomination.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else at that table? Okay.
B-U-R-N-E-T-T?
Yes.
Yeah, but... Okay, did we get everybody at that table? Okay, let's move to my left. Travis? Both Travis and Lex Cotterman. One second, Nate. Okay, Nate. Did Nathan renew his membership?
Yes.
Thank you, Nathan. Anybody else at that table? Okay, moving over. At this table? Anybody? Reno's a fun place. Add libertarians, it becomes really fun. Okay, back at this table. Anybody?
I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay, Mr. Whitehead, to nominate yourself, you have to be a central committee member. So, somebody else has to nominate. Okay, Sean will nominate him. Okay, and so, William Whitehead. Anybody else at that table? Okay. Bob, did you have somebody you wanted to add?
Yes, I would like to nominate Michael Dinger. Thank you, Bob. I have my ticket. I'm a veteran, been a member of PARC since 1995, been actually active in 2018. So it took me a while to step in. I like the idea. We just need to make it happen. If I got a part in that, I appreciate you letting me.
99.
So, just so we're clear for the record, you're declining the nomination as a delegate. You just want to be considered as an alternate, or would you like to be a delegate?
I'd like to be a delegate.
Okay. I thought you said I must have missed it. Okay, so he is on the delegate list. Anybody else want to be a delegate? Alex.
He's not here. He's at his company business function. But Paul Manning, I'd like to nominate Paul Manning. Met him through Liberty Twitter. He's a small business owner. Just recently had a little one. So he's pretty tied up. He's been out to events. He's active in the party. So we already bought a ticket for him now. So I nominate Paul Manning.
Okay. Anybody else? Reno's a fun place. Okay, Sean.
Just a point of information. Can we have what the number of nominees is so far?
More than 19.
It is more than 19, so we get to rank these votes.
May I ask how many more?
Yeah.
This is 23. So if actually four of you want to drop out, that we wouldn't have to be the vote.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the one to pressure people to drop.
I'm simply saying, if you drop out, we don't have to do the voting.
We, just so everybody that might consider going, whether as a delegate or an alternate, we do have 50 alternate spots. Usually, somebody from Maryland that serves as an alternate can get seated with another delegation. So you may be voting as an alternate. Maryland doesn't allow other states' alternates to vote, but other states do. So I'd encourage you, even if you're not nominated as a delegate, you can still go as an alternate. And, you know, I bought my plane ticket and got my whatever package, and I'm going whether I get nominated or not. So it's, you know. Anybody else? Last call on, yes. Great. So, Robert, can you confirm that we are now at 25?
24.
Oh, we were at 20. Okay, so now we're at 24?
Right.
Okay.
School choice for better education.
I don't know who that was directed at.
I'm going to read all the names in the order that they were provided. Alexander Holmes,
Tracy, Russell, Ryan, Ahmad, Dean, Quinn, Sean, Stokler, Edward, Cook, James, Alensky, Brett, Miller, Timothy, Johnson, Mitchell, McCord, Ryan, Wilkinson, Christiana, and Stephen, Burnett, Doug, Leroy, Travis, Cotton, Lex, Cole, Nathan, Whitehead, William, Downs, Michael, Manley, Paul, and Gerhard Scott.
Did anybody not hear their name? Just to make sure we got everybody. Okay. So I'm going to close nominations. Okay, just making sure nobody else had something going on here. And are you going to print the ballots now, Robert?
Yeah, give me a few minutes.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. You can socialize. We're going to pass out nomination ballots, and we're hoping that you can email it to me, and I can actually put it up on the screen as well. And then we will, once you turn them in, we've got quite a voting process to go through. So we're going to need all of our volunteers who brought their laptops to do that to come up to Robert's table. Unfortunately, we're going to have to use hotspots to connect to the site. So that may take a little bit of time. And then I'm going to need one volunteer each for each of the people that are doing the input to basically be the auditor of the input. So it's a lot of fun. And then we're going to have some presentations once they get going. So take a few minutes when we print out the ballots. If you're a central committee member, though, please don't leave until... Oh, and don't take the ballots outside the room, please.
Can I speak announcements?
For what?
Do you want to wait?
Yes, you can. Come on.
I was going to do that in a social meeting, but... No, that's fine.
All right. I have some items that I'm auctioning off, personal items for me. Back there on the fireplace, we have an autograph of Spike and Tasha Cullen, Joe Jorgensen signed. There is an autograph of Scott Gordon's An Up Already book, and a medium dress that Angela Farmer wears. So that's all up for auction. You guys put down the bids, and I'll take the money for it, and I'll donate it to the party. So just check it out. So shoot over there if you want to sign. Thanks.
Thank you, Otto, and we may adjust the way that financial transaction is handled based upon our treasurer's input on the legality of the one thing you cannot do is have a straw contribution. Maryland finds a way to make it hard for us to take money. It's amazing. So we're going to get the ballots printed and then hand it out to central committee members. So if you are a member of the party, okay, you're registered as a libertarian in Maryland, and you agree to the pledge, which is the Article 2, basically it's non-aggression principle, and you say all that to the secretary, then you become a member of the central committee.
I just noticed it was on my name tag, and I'm like, when did that happen?
Okay. But you were counted when we did the central committee.
I'm not certain, honestly. I just noticed 2 minutes ago. I wasn't expecting it, and I didn't expect it.
Yeah. Aren't you running for office?
Yes.
Do you know whether Daniel is on the central committee?
I know he's a member. I just looked at my name tag. That's the only reason I'm asking.
It kind of threw me off for a loop, and I'm like, when did that happen?
I don't know.
I need to ask you a question before you print. So I don't want to interrupt what you're doing, but then I got...
Yeah,
no, that's a good idea. Hi, David.
to you. Okay. Is there a requirement in Maryland that delegates and senators in the legislature have to live in the district they work in?
Yes, I believe so. But that for the reason I'm wondering is I'm not positive on the House side. I know the Senate has, but I think Robert can look it up. Bob can look it up just to make sure. Why are you interested in running?
No, I was, well, yes and no, mostly no.
Okay.
But I was wondering, as I was reading the minutes of the last meeting, and you have people who have got secretary nominations.
Yes.
Anything before I print them?
Daniel Thibault wasn't added to our central committee, but he believes he was in the central committee. So that doesn't change your printing, but I do need to figure. I need to figure that out. Can I look at it for a second? Okay. Do we double check that it's? So this says there's 25.
None of the above.
Just wondering, did Crystal get 100% for the award?
Yes.
Okay. Not, I didn't see everybody answering. Yeah. I didn't think there'd be anybody who said no, but I mean, because she worked really hard.
Yeah.
All right. So that would be a nice surprise for her.
Yeah. Do you remember whether the House of Delegates people have to live in their district
6 months prior to the
6 months
prior to the finals?
I saw in news yesterday that next week the Maryland legislature is going to take up their
the map.
And so we don't have an official map.
Correct. I think the legislative map is thing. I don't think
I'm going to distribute the ballots. If you have proxies, they run. Take a separate sheet for each one of your proxies, okay? On the sheet, you can read it, but you must print your name legibly. It's going to take forever for us to enter on this data. Write it very clearly. You must sign your name. You're going to have anonymous voting here. Then you'll see on the list. Every name is there, and then there's a three-letter candidate code to the left, which is really just the first three letters of the last name, except for the numbers list, which are changed to LOC and LOS. So underneath, you will see 25 spots. That's 24 nominations plus one of the above. You're supposed to replace. You can fill the 25 spots out anyway if you want in order of your preference. So take one, this is only something you remember, take one ballot for yourself, plus the ballot for as many proxies as you may have.
I want them to write their proxies names on.
Okay, fine.
No. And on the name, write the proxy name. If you want to usher right your name, that's fine, but write the proxy, hold the proxy actual person name. Also, I'm putting your ballots on junk mail paper. So one side is garbage mail that I received, the other side is the ballots.
We're good. You know you're dealing with an engineer when he wants to use junk mail paper.
Yeah.
I could have splurged Burke
with the printing cost with the printing cost.
Yeah, we're gonna save next exactly. year. We'll actually buy real paper.
Yeah,
next to
them. There you go.
Because I haven't reached out to him personally, but he does printing for the coffee because he's up in Vermont. His business will shut down because he's bullshit. And I guess, long story short, from what I gathered, he had a franchise at kind of like a Kinko's, UPS, FedEx store, but I guess because he continues to do mask mandates and all that, he was eventually shut down. But throughout the pandemic, he was basically doing a side hustle of his printing business. He was just printing for the office at 30 cents a flyer, 30 cents a
flyer. Okay.
So
we can put that person in the mix. We also have Otto's kind of relative that in Maryland that does it. And then we've also got other.
When it was, when I think it was like whatever meeting it was on, and it was on like Staples, and it was like, oh God, why are we going to there? Like,
yeah.
There's people we know. There's within our network that we could.
Yeah.
That would probably be willing to.
Well, this was done at Staples.
You got to do what you got to do. I really like it.
Good.
This is good. I like instead of like a bunch of like a grab bag that just gets like Pennsylvania Convention, they give you a grab bag and all this stuff. It's just
Well. What's that?
Mark Leonard on Central Committee.
Yes.
Hey, Central Committee members, try to find Crystal to get your ballot. We need to get this going. The donuts, by the way, are not for now. They're for the dessert after the meal.
Good luck.
Libertarians following rules.
Thank you. There is like no way. Up.
Yes.
Tracy, I can't sign her name, so do I sign my name for Tracy?
No, you sign your name, but you're putting the proxy here.
Right. So, but no, I sign my name here for her.
Okay. Right.
Thank you. Like,
I can't read this.
Yeah. At least at my table, people are already filling it out wrong. They started putting numbers here, right? You might want to remind people to take the code and put it.
Okay, listen up, people. Because look, we have some people that are not filling out their ballot correctly. We need quiet. Okay. You're taking the code next to the person's name and putting them in the rank files below. So you're not putting them to the right of the name. You're putting them in the rankings. That my old eyes can't read in this light. Below the number. Hold on to your ballots and then we're going to turn them all in at one time. What's that? Crystal?
Yeah, I didn't want to see.
Thank you.
Anyone else even know?
And I'm also thinking, now that I have to do it, if you're voting exactly the same on all your proxies, it would be easier just to run all the names of the people that are voting on one instead of making separate. Unless people disagree with what I'm saying.
How are you handling that for input, though?
Well, we just have to enter it X times. Whatever you say.
I'd rather have a separate ballot. You do not. Yeah, you do not have to fill in all 19. You can do as many as you want. And if you don't, NOTA is just a choice. So you don't have to rank NOTA, which if you don't want NOTA, then it saves time on input. Yes. Yeah, okay.
By putting NOTA, you essentially cut off the election for all 19. By leaving it blank, you're letting the towns go on, even though you're not voting anymore, but other people are voting.
So, if you're putting NOTA, you want to put NOTA last, because that terminates your ballot.
That's not completely true.
Okay, let's get that clarified then.
It gets voted on the same as anybody else. I mean,
Dean.
Sorry to bring this detail.
Hold on, listen up. We got a point of order.
This is important to understand. If NOTA makes the top 19 for all 19 of the filled, then the counting stops. Whereas if nobody votes for NOTA, we just keep counting if all 19 are filled.
But that doesn't mean that people who vote for people after NOTA, those people cannot be elected.
No, you're right about that. Don't put people.
Okay. So it doesn't change the way you all are filling out your ballot. You can put NOTA wherever you want it. It does have an impact. If NOTA happens to be in the top of the 19, that's the end.